2012, what a superb start. Can't hide the pleasure about that. I know both teams were desperate to get off to a start for the new year, but that for us is a perfect start. And good control. I thought we played the conditions very well. And there was a huge will to win there. And that's, you know, we haven't got an away win in this campaign yet. I don't know the last time Worcester did get an away win in the Premiership. You probably tell me.
April 2009.
Was it? Oh, that's a long time ago. So that's a big one for us. I know Wasps were under strength, but that is a huge result for us now and just gives us a little bit of a larger cushion, if you like, between ourselves and Newcastle.
It was never going to be pretty on a day like today, was it?
No, we were not too displeased to see the rain come down, I have to say, because I think Wasps have probably got the most potent three-quarter line in the Premiership, and on a dry day that three-quarter line can cut you to ribbons, and a fantastic back three. So when the rain was coming down this morning and towards kickoff, we were pretty happy with that, I must admit. And our tactics were going to be playing a territory game. We knew their back three did not have a kicking game, having lost Hugo Southwell, so our tactic was, even before the weather came to be bad, we were going to put the ball in behind their back three and ask them to play out of there. As it was with the rain, that suited our tactics perfectly. I think we probably edged the kicking battle and edged the territory. And then it became down to, you know, some solid set piece. We had to make a change in the set piece because our scrum was struggling in the first 20 minutes. Had to make a tactical change there. And then rely on some defence, because Wasps did, to be fair, attack from deep. They were lying back ready for our kicks and they were threatening on the counter-attack. But it wasn't really the day to go 80 metres on a counter-attack, not with a defence like ours.
You lost Ezra Taylor after 2 minutes. What's the damage?
Well, the jinx continues with the back row, unfortunately. I don't know what it is, but we think he snapped a patella tendon, which doesn't sound very nice, and it's not. And that's probably his season gone now. So 2 minutes into a Worcester career, and it's gone. So we are bitterly disappointed for him. It was a blow to us because he was there. You know, the first carry he made was a good carry. He was in the side to do some damage, and especially on a day like today, carry some ball. But after 2 minutes, we had to replace him with Jake Abbott, who actually played very well, is not the sort of carrier that Ezra Taylor is. So that was a big blow to us after 2 minutes.
But you moved Matt Kvesic back to eight. He did well.
He did well, yeah. He's not an eight, he's a six. Well, he's a seven, really. Possibly a six, not an eight. So we either were going to move Chris Jones back to eight again and bring Ben Gulliver on, or it was a bit early, really, to change that second row combination. So we decided to put Matt Kvesic to eight. It did very well, but, you know, we had three... Not big men, you know, with Sam Betty, Matt Kvesic and Jake Abbott, three sevens, really, playing in the back row. So it was a pretty good effort by those three. Probably the day for sevens, actually, in a wet day like today. It worked out all right, but, you know, we could have done with a bit more artillery in that back row to carry.
What does it do for your season, winning away?
Well, I think it certainly gives us a huge boost. You know, the players have put a huge amount of work in. There's massive pressure on the club to remain in the Premiership. It's a big club. You know, we know it's the Worcester, with the structure it's got and the stadium and the support we've got, is a big, big Premiership club, one of the best and one of the biggest in the country. And we can attract big crowds. And, you know, it's the setup and the structure is fantastic. It's not a Championship team. So there's a lot of pressure on the players and the management to make sure we stay in the Premiership and build on this. So that win there... it is absolutely huge, and we can start now to look upwards as opposed to looking over the shoulder at Newcastle, which would have been the case had we lost today.
Will you be looking to bring anybody else in, or will you hope that some of your back rowers get fit?
I'm going to have a severe talk to our medical staff and make sure that one of our other three back rowers gets fit pretty quickly. We've got Adam Balding, Kai Horseman and Neil Best all out at the moment, and they have been long term. Got to try and hurry them up a little bit. So I don't really want to go into the market and look for another back row. It's pretty tough to find one, and as it happened today, you know, it didn't work out. So with a bit of luck, one of those three will be fit in the next couple of weeks. Not for next week, unfortunately, but hopefully after that. We've got a 4 week break before the next league match, Sale Away, I think it is. So we've got to make sure we get one or two of them back before then.